Good morning, everybody. It's an awesome Sunday morning. It's great to be here. I can't wait till next week. Hopefully, the Lord willing, we'll be able to have our service in our sanctuary again. A little echo there. Okay, that's better. Younger than that. Yeah, but anyway, we're going to get started today. We're going to continue the I Am series, the I Am statements that Jesus Christ made. And I'm looking forward to today. We're going to talk about I Am the Good Shepherd. And the thing about it is, if you want to follow the Good Shepherd, one thing that you really need to realize is that you need a shepherd. Sometimes we think that we can do things on our own. In reality, we need someone to follow, someone to take care of us. And again, we try to be independent, and that's hard for us to imagine. When I was putting this together, it reminded me, and I've had a couple of instances this week that also reminded me of a situation that I had when I was out of town. And I was looking for a place, and I couldn't find it. It was late at night. And I couldn't find where I was going. I had the address. I actually had GPS at this time. And I've been everywhere. I've had to find places. I can find places on my own. I don't need your help. I'm a man. I don't like to stop and ask for directions anyway. Especially if it's late at night. I don't want to ask for directions. So I am driving around. In a rental car, Rhonda, Abby, and I were driving around looking for this place. It's late at night. Abby has fallen asleep. She's pretty small. She's probably 4 or 5 years old, 6 years old, maybe a little older. But she falls asleep in the back seat. And Rhonda's like, why don't we just ask somebody? And I'm like, no, I can find this place. I've got the address. The map's right here. I'll be okay. So each time I was going around this little circle, each time I would do it just a little bit faster. When you're lost, you really want to go really fast. That helps. I don't know why, but when I'm lost, I get frustrated. I start driving faster. So I'm going to where I don't know where I'm going faster than I was. So I don't know how that makes sense. It really don't show you exactly where it is. I'm like, well, let me try it. So he was nice. He didn't write me a ticket. He gets in his car, and I followed him. And he told me where he was going first. He said, we're going to go over here. We're going to turn left. When we get to the stop sign, or when we get to the stop light, I'm going to turn left. You turn right, and it's right there on the left. I'm like, okay. So I followed his exact directions, followed his tail lights. He turned left. I turned right, and there it is. I was within 2 minutes of the place the whole time. The whole time, but instead of calling them and saying, hey, where are you all? Can you give directions from this spot? I wanted to do it on my own. I didn't need anybody to tell me how to get there. But that night, I needed the shepherd. And in my spiritual life, sometimes it's the same way. I want to do things for myself. And that's what we're going to look at this morning, is kind of how we need this spiritual shepherd. And how Jesus is that good shepherd. And he's willing to lead us where we need to go, if we'll follow him. If we'll follow him. And this morning, our scripture is going to come from John 10. It's going to be verses 11 through 16. Let me open this up in prayer, though. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your wonderful presence here, Lord. Thank you for this great church, this wonderful community, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to proclaim your word. I just pray that everything we do here today, Lord, honors and glorifies you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I'm going to read scripture from John 10, verses 11 through 16. And again, if you've heard me preach for any time at all, you've heard me preach from John 10 before. And last week we preached the first 10 verses. I'm going to refer back to those some. And often in sermons, I refer back to those first few verses of John 10. But again, this morning we'll start in verse 11 and go through 16. And it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for your word. Lord, I just pray that your words flow through me, Lord, that the folks listening this morning receive your message. In Jesus' name, amen. I love the Gospel of John. Again, John 10 is probably my most read chapter of the Bible. It's my go-to chapter. When I'm feeling like, hey, I'm lost, I need to go to John 10. When I feel like I need direction, I need to hear John 10. And again, this morning, we're going to talk about the last parts, or the middle parts, or the 11 through 16 verses. But you see, Jesus was actually delivering a sermon on the heels of healing a blind man in the temple. And during this time, he clearly identifies and plainly states his purpose for coming and his plans. You see, in these verses, we can see the heart of Jesus on display. He reveals his great love for sinners and his plan for dealing with our sin. As I bring this message this morning, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. Do I really know the shepherd? And am I willing to follow him? Do I really know the shepherd? And will I follow him? Those are the two questions. I'm going to ask those several times as I go through this message. But my prayer is that you receive these words, you apply them to your life, and you follow the good shepherd. You recognize who he is, and you follow him. You see, the verses in this scripture teaches that Jesus possesses certain qualities. Matter of fact, he calls himself the Good Shepherd. Again, as we go through this passage, I know there's some people who may realize who the Good Shepherd is. And there may be some people who are following the Good Shepherd. There may be some people who have lost their way. But I know within the sound of my voice, there's people who don't know who the Good Shepherd is. And I want this message to be for all of both of these groups. So if you've wandered away, or you have never accepted or realized who the Good Shepherd is, I want this to be applied to your lives as well. You see, because as we walk through these scriptures, I want you to realize that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. The first way we know that is because he came just like it was prophesied. You see, Jesus proves he's the Good Shepherd because he fulfilled so much of Scripture. You see, he had been born by a virgin, which was prophesied in Isaiah. He was born in Bethlehem. He had come in fullness of time. He had been brought out of Egypt. His arrival had provoked the rage of the enemy. All those things about Jesus were foretold. He fulfilled those Scriptures. And we know that he calls us. You see, there may be several flocks sharing the same sheepfold. But when the shepherd calls them, they know which shepherd to follow. It reminds me of, if you ever go to an elementary school during playtime outside, you can have five or six classes there. And it just looks like a bunch of kids out there with and you're like, how does anybody know who's watching who? Then all of a sudden, one teacher gets up and says something. Her class follows her. The rest of them stay behind. They know which teacher to follow. You see, when Jesus calls, we're going to be able to recognize his voice. He's going to give us some commands. And what you'll recognize too, if we're truly his sheep, if he is truly our shepherd, he don't have to drive us. He calls us and we follow. He just leads and we follow behind. When a soul is saved by the grace of God, you see, that person will have a desire to follow the good shepherd. When a person is saved, they don't have to be begged to worship. They don't have to be begged to tithe. They don't have to be begged to share their faith with others. They don't have to beg to help the needy. When their soul is saved, they automatically want to follow Jesus' example, the example of the good shepherd. You see, they get called out by the shepherd, and they have a burning desire to worship him. Do you know the good shepherd? Will you follow him? You see, Jesus possesses character, his personality. Just like last week, the scripture revealed his identity as the door. You see, he's the only door. He's the only way to the Father. He's the door. And there's only one door, and that's him. There's only one opening to the sheepfold. There's only one opening to the Father. And then Jesus' performance. You see, he plainly tells us and shows us that he alone is the door, and he is the good shepherd. And the only way to receive eternal salvation is through him. His promise to those who enter is that they will be saved. They'll be rescued from the wrath of God. They'll be rescued from the wrath of themselves. And they'll realize the perfect salvation is only available through him. And then Jesus tells us about his he promises certain things. He promises that he is the good shepherd. And his sheep will follow him. And by following Jesus, our lives are immensely better. That's when we start living that abundant life that you've heard me preach about so many times. You see, he cares about his sheep, and he promises them a new and better life. You see, everything changes when a person meets Jesus. When he enters a person's life, that person's not the same anymore. He gives us the ability to live. You see, Jesus in the scripture explains the difference between a really caring and concerned shepherd and a hired hand. A concerned shepherd will lay down their life. They will risk their life for their sheep. A hired hand will run when danger comes. You see, the hired hand's only there for a paycheck. When trouble comes, he runs away. But you see, the shepherd, the sheep are his. He has a vested interest in their welfare. That means the good shepherd's willing to pay any price to protect the sheep, even if it means to give up his own life. You see, we can be assured that Jesus is the good shepherd because he sees the danger of his sheep and he don't run away. He does everything in his power to save us. The Bible reveals that people are like wayward sheep. We are like wayward sheep. If we're not following him, we're going to be following something. You see, Jesus is the good shepherd. Do you know the good shepherd? Will you follow him? Last week, we also talked about Jesus when he died for our sins. He died for us collectively, but he also died for us individually. He made the sacrifice for everyone, but he also made the sacrifice just for you. I'm here to tell you, you are God's favorite. Jesus died just for you. Even though he died for us all collectively, he died just for you. Matthew 18 tells us about how Jesus, how the good shepherd would leave the 99 to go find one soul. That's how much he cares about you. He cares about you so much that if it were just you, he still would have died on the cross. Do you know the good shepherd? Will you follow him? You see, his concern and care is proven because Because Jesus speaks of the bond that exists between the shepherd and his sheep. Again, that bond is hard to explain. But they're like one. You see, they know him and will not follow another. And the good shepherd, he knows his sheep. He knows everything there is to know about us. He knows every strength that we have. He knows every weakness that we have. He knows every joy. He knows every burden. He knows every mountain and every valley. He knows every victory and every battle that we face. He stands ready to help us in our times of need. You see, he is our good shepherd, and he will look after us. The 23rd Psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head in oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is the good shepherd that David was writing about. Jesus is that good shepherd. We need to follow him. It speaks in verse 5 about how Jesus anoints the sheep's head in oil. The shepherd anoints the sheep in oil. Sheep don't do a good job of personal hygiene like other animals do. Sheep get into things and they will wear those things until somebody washes them. The oil's put on the sheep's head so things are not caught on that sheep's head. And the shepherd will make his job easier when he washes the sheep. We're the same way. We get into some nasty messes. We get into some messes we can't take care of ourselves. But Jesus loves us anyway. The good shepherd will pick us up, and he'll carry us, and he'll wash us, just like brand new. We can't do this on our own. When we get these spiritual messes, we try to dig our way out on our own, and we end up getting farther away. All we need to do is let the good shepherd pick us up and wash us. Let the good shepherd pick us up and cleanse us, because he can cleanse our soul if we let him. You see, Jesus is the good shepherd. Do you know the good shepherd? Will you follow him? Will you let him cleanse you? You see, Jesus also proves his care and his concern by the sacrifices he made for us. He left his heavenly home to come dwell with us. He lived a perfect life and was crucified, died, took our sins to the grave, and then rose again. He left our sins behind, but he rose and is alive today. He's still the good shepherd. You see, he died for our sins. His sacrifice paid the price for our shortcomings, the price that we can't pay on our own. It cleansed us the way we can't be cleansed on our own. We have to know the good shepherd. Jesus is our good shepherd. Will you follow him? You see, when faith is placed in Jesus Christ, our salvation is secured. This salvation is complete. The good news is this: Jesus died for every person in the world, including you and me. If you'll come to him right now and will place your trust in him, he will save your soul. You see, salvation is through Christ and Christ alone. Salvation is through a personal relationship with Jesus. Again, he is the door to the Father. He is the good shepherd. And he's still the door, and he's still the good shepherd. Do you know the good shepherd? Will you follow him? See, there's no question that Jesus is the good shepherd. The only question remains at this point of our message is this: do you know the shepherd? If you know the shepherd, then you can rejoice the fact that he'll always be with you. He will always watch over you. He's always there to cleanse you. If you don't know him today, This morning is a perfect time to begin this relationship with Him. It's the perfect time to realize that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He is the Good Shepherd that I need to be following Him, that I need to be following. He is the Good Shepherd that can wash my sins away. He is the Good Shepherd that leads me to that still water. When my life is troubled, He leads me where peace is. That's who the Good Shepherd is. You see, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Will you follow Him? And if you're listening this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know Him as the Good Shepherd, I would love to talk to you and pray with you. My number's online, but it's 865-368-4186. You can call me anytime. You can send me a Facebook message. I'll respond. I love you. And God loves us more than we can even imagine. He loves us so much that He sent His only Son to die for our sins and to lead us in the right direction. Again, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Will you follow Him? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for sending the Good Shepherd. Lord, I know in our lives sometimes we get so caught up in things that are going on and we drift away from that Shepherd. But we know that He still loves us and is willing to receive us back. He'll go looking for us. He'll go looking for us. He will wash us. He will cleanse us. Lord, thank You for that gift. We know that in our lives we need a Savior. Thank You for providing that Savior for us. Lord, I pray that if there is anyone here or listening today who does not know who the Good Shepherd is or has never entered that relationship with Christ, Lord, I pray that they make that decision today. That decision to receive the gift that You gave us. To start following Him. Because I know that He's going to lead us in the path of righteousness, Lord. Thank You so much for this wonderful church, our community. Lord, we love each other. We love You. Lord, I just pray again that people that don't realize that Christ is a good shepherd, they realize it today. In Jesus' name. Again, hopefully next week we're going to open the sanctuary back up and be able to, we'll probably do inside worship and outside. So if you want to stay in your car next week and listen on the speaker, you can. We'll still do Facebook Live. I'm looking forward to it. I miss seeing faces when I'm up here. I miss the eye contact. I know God's still in control, and I pray for each of you this week. Let me offer a benediction. Lord, go with us now. Guide us in the right path, Lord. Let us be the shining light in this dark world. Let us point people to the Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.